Now, by the time the ballots are counted on Friday from members of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Green Party, it will have been 19 weeks since the general election. But what are the chances of the programme for government getting the backing from the three parties tomorrow? And what are the options if it doesn't? Well, I'm joined now by Fiach Kelly, who is Deputy Political Editor of the Irish Times. And Fiach, the three party leaders are meeting this morning. What's on the agenda for Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin and Eamon Ryan?
Well, the three party leaders are to meet today, Sarah, yes, to discuss the divvy up of ministerial portfolios, and the allocation of jobs within this government. So if you think that the results of the three ballots will be announced sometime around tea time tomorrow, we're expecting them to be rolled out from around 4 o'clock onwards towards 7 o'clock perhaps. So there's not much time between then and Saturday morning when the Dáil is supposed to sit, and then Saturday afternoon if all goes well when Micheál Martin is to appoint a cabinet. So the leaders are meeting sometime, I think it's around this afternoon, perhaps later today, seems to have been pushed back, to divvy up the portfolios effectively. So who will get finance, who will get justice, who will get climate change, who will get transport, and perhaps reallocating responsibilities within the existing government department framework. So there's a bit of speculation that Leo Varadkar might go to the Department of Jobs. Does he pick off the tourism element of the Department of Transport, his old department, to take with him to that department if he is to go there? Those are the conversations we expect the leaders to be having today. I don't think we're going to expect them to allocate individuals TDs to those jobs, because as we know, that is I suppose that's a decision for the leader of Fianna Fáil alone as to who he appoints, the leader of Fine Gael as to who he appoints, and the leader of the Green Party. But the structure of the next government will probably emerge from this meeting today.
And would we expect that structure to be announced or published then tomorrow along with the results if we get them and if it's passed?
I'd say that's unlikely. The first indications we're probably going to get of this new structure will be on Saturday morning into Saturday afternoon, when, as we expect things to pan out, the Dáil will sit at 10:30 on Saturday morning. If Micheál Martin is successfully elected Taoiseach, he will go to Áras an Uachtaráin sometime around 12:30 to lunchtime to collect his seal of office from the President. He will then go back down to government buildings where ministers will be appointed, and at that stage usually word seeps out about who's getting what job. So it might be easy enough to spot who's going to get a job if they're travelling from the convention centre on Saturday morning to government buildings. So you can be guaranteed everybody be watching who's going to be skipping across the Liffey on Saturday morning.
Okay, but I suppose we've maybe jumped forward a day, because tomorrow is the big day in terms of seeing will this work or not. What are we expecting tomorrow then to happen? When will the votes be in, and when will we get the result?
The counts are expected to kick off around noon for Fianna Fáil, and the Green Party, Fine Gael, are perhaps a bit later. They don't have as many ballots to count. Their electoral college system means there's only 700 ballots to count. Fianna Fáil's a much more sizable operation, 14,500, and the Greens have just under 2,000 ballots to count. It's a bit more complicated because of these postal ballots systems, whereby there's barcodes, there's double enveloping. It's going to take a bit of time. So we're expecting that to kick off around lunchtime or thereafter. I think the Greens are aiming to finish sometime for the 6 o'clock news, between 6 and 7pm, you would have an announcement. It's widely expected that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will ratify this. There's increasing confidence that the Greens will, but they are the great unknown in this whole scenario. All eyes will be on the Greens tomorrow to see if this deal gets the required two-thirds majority among their party members to allow them to go into government.
And where is that increasing confidence coming from among the Greens?
Well, speaking to people in the Greens on both sides of the debate in the last 24 hours, the pro-deal and the anti-deal side, I think the feeling was common that the two-thirds threshold would be reached. That was being put down to a number of factors, principally the fact that a heavy lobbying and canvassing campaign was undertaken by the parliamentary party and others in favour of this deal in recent days. So ringing members, contacting members, ensuring they had vote. If they hadn't voted, the facility is now there for them to vote by phone, making sure they got their vote out. So there was a bit of a wobble last weekend, I think, because the no side got a good media campaign up and running. There was a lot of announcements that people weren't backing the deal, but that's stabilised by the start of this week when the under the radar canvassing operation really kicked in. And even someone on the no side said to me yesterday it was almost as if the yes side had rang every Green Party member in the country to get them on board with this deal.
Okay, so if you were to call it now?
I think that we would have a government by the end of the week, and Micheál Martin will be Taoiseach by Saturday, but come back to me tomorrow at tea time if it's all gone wrong.
Okay. Fiach Kelly, Deputy Political Editor of the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us this morning. It's just gone 11 o'clock. We'll go now to Brian Jennings in the newsroom.